Flipping past 4 o'clock. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLT East Helena 89.1 FM with translators K246BA, Bozeman 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky 91.9 FM, K208BX Livingston 89.5 FM, K296CF Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And speaking of streaming, outside the studio there's a big screen, and they've added the streaming locations for people log in to stream KGLT, and it's a world map, and there's people listening all over the world to KGLT. You can see the pockets here in the States and in various places. In England, we're big. Australia, a lot of them on the West Coast, but straight across America. Somebody's tuned into KGLT at some point, so you know who you are. Thank you. Much appreciated. KGLT is supported by Matt Brewing Company. The tap room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and a Montana vibe. Brews available on draft or in cans throughout Gallatin Valley. On the web at mattbrewing.com, Instagram and Facebook. Every great adventure begins with the map. The Dalians have landed. Daily Coffee and Eatery located in Bozeman's Kenner District with indoor seating and newly refreshed outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. And Mellow Mood offering custom glasswork and smoking accessories located at 7 Ty Lane in Bozeman, one block west of Brook Breeden Fieldhouse, and on Facebook, open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So I'm just looking at this. 1981. Okay. This just arrived in the mail yesterday. A couple of things I got from the King Crimson store. DGM Double Digital DGM. What does that stand for? Now I've forgotten. Does it say on here? No. DGM, yeah. Well, they have a nice store for King Crimson related. And they released a nice set of Robert Fripp doing Frippertronics. And they put out some bits and pieces on albums over the years, but this is a whole full album recorded at two shows in New York at the Washington Square Church, 1981, July and August 81. And it's really nice. I don't know if you're familiar with Frippertronics. It's people mistakenly refer to it as a tape loop, and it isn't. It's a signal loop using two tape machines. And he played his guitar through this device. And he would record backing tracks and then play solo over them at the show. And this has got all the solos, which is nice because not some of the other releases don't have the solos. Just the atmospheric backing tracks. And it's got a DVD. I wonder what that is. Quad mix, stereo mix. Okay. I'm going to play a little bit of this. There's the tracks range from 5 to 10 minutes, 11 minutes long. I'm going to play one of the shorter ones, but I hope you enjoy this. It's one of my favorite sounds ever. And I got to see him perform this in 79 in San Francisco at the Mabuhay, the punk rock club. And he had a good time. He's a great entertainer, actually.
searches through. Stories they tell, you know, they never add up. I hear the natives fight to get the battered shards. Be quiet, the weapons of the night news. Empty homes, plastic cones, stolen.
Great classic post-punk album, Sonic Youth, Daydream Nation. You heard Teenage Riot, the opening track for their big sprawling thing. It's a good one. I think their most coherent album, though they kept making good records for right up to the end. And always great live, too. Played right here in Bozeman at a place that no longer exists, the Sundance Saloon. And they seem to really enjoy themselves in Montana. Star for Robert Fripp, doing Washington Square number 2 from his new album, Washington Square Church. Pavement from the Terror Twilight Deluxe reissue. Do I have another name? Something? Fairwire Horizontal. You heard Frontwards Live. I tried to play that a couple weeks ago and I actually queued up the wrong song. Though it was a good one. That's the one I want to hear. And it is a good one. And finishing up with Sonic Youth, 22 after the hour, just breezing along, almost halfway point on this Friday afternoon show. And summer's coming, so it seemed sort of quiet on campus, even though the parking lot was full and it's free parking. I don't know what's going on. Is it graduation this weekend? I don't know. I don't keep up on those things. last week, this time, it was the KGLT Record Fair. Saw a lot of people out there. People checked in and said hello. And we had a lot of surprise students walking in who didn't really know what was going on. Until they walked in and saw mountains of records. And they all start pulling out their credit cards that are paid for by their parents and bought lots of records. Good fun. Ellen Rogers organizes that for us, Friends of KGLT. And we shift some vinyl into the hands of the wanting listeners. And it's always interesting to see people buy what they're looking. I always ask people what they're looking for. Once in a great while, somebody actually has a specific thing. Somebody showed me a list of things they were looking for, and I had some of them, though they only picked up one, I think. And I found a couple of things. I scoured around. The KGLT boxes are looking pretty good. So I backed off. I don't like to use my pre-opening advantage to hoover up all the good stuff. I got plenty of records, so I came away with a couple more and shifted a few out. And I'm already lobbying for a fall one. So hopefully that'll come together. And hopefully get a good crowd again. What do I need to do here at this time of day? I need to tell you, it's 4 o'clock hours, underwritten in part by Studio Coffee Roasters, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com.
Museum of the Rockies kicks off its summer season with Taste of the Rockies, Thursday, June 23rd. It's a celebration of the museum with its fascinating paleontology, Western heritage, and a new exhibit, Upsaloga Women and Warriors. There will be a tasty spread of food and drink, plus live music, dancing, games, and an auction. Tickets and more information are online at museumoftherockies.org. The 2022 Taste of the Rockies, 6 p.m., Thursday, June 23rd, outside at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman.
Yes. I was told there's a great exhibit coming to the museum that we need to go see. I think it might be coming from, I won't say. I don't know the details. I don't want to start making stuff up. But always fun to get out there for the exhibits. Yeah, never get tired of it. more music, I think I can manage. This is what was one of the Record Store Day releases from a couple, 3 weeks ago. And it circulated around online, but they actually pressed it on plastic. Though the copy I got, I just pulled out, and it's a little rough around the edges. not a pristine pressing, but it sounds good. I listened to it. Just the edges of it aren't trimmed neatly like they should be. Could cut your finger on that one. It's Lou Reed. In 1970, the right date, 71, after Velvet Underground broke up, he went into RCA Studios and recorded demos for what would be some of his next solo albums. And I think he redid a couple of Velvet songs. He's just trying to sell himself to RCA, and it's a really interesting study. Different side of Lou Reed. Enjoy.
Is there jest going on in that? Certainly. That controllable. Okay, whenever you're ready.
I'm sorry, look, can we take it from the top again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Prepared for that bash? Here comes the ocean and the waves down by the sea. Here comes the ocean and the waves. Where have they been? Don't swim tonight, my love. The sea is mad, my love. It's been known to drive men crazy. Malcolm has murdered sleep. The castle sits and reeks. Madness can make you hazy. But here come the waves down by the shore, washing the rocks that have been here centuries or more, down by the sea. Here comes the ocean and the waves down by the sea. Here comes the ocean and the waves. Where have they been? Castles glowing at night, towers above our fright, warlocks decapitating. Malcolm, he lives on hate. Serve your brain on a plate. Feast on your mouth for dinner. But here comes the waves, ba 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 ba, down by the shore, see, washing the eyes of the men who have died down by the sea. We'll be right back.
meditating with she.
Bell strikes another night. Your eyes are heavy and your limbs all ache. You bought some coffee, butter and bread. You can't make a thing because your meat is dead. You've moved away. Told your folks you're gonna stay away. Bright lights, Soho, Water Street. You hope you make friends with the guys you meet. Somebody shows you around. Well, now you've met the London boys. Things seem good again. Someone cares about you. First time that you try to fill, feel a little queasy, decidedly ill. You're gonna be sick, but you mustn't lose face. To let yourself down would be a big disgrace. With the London boys, with the London boys. You're only 17, but you think you've grown. In the month you've been away from your parents' home, you pop the bills too much, and you don't give a damn about the job you've got. As long as you're joy. A London boy, our London boy, you're crying out loud that you're a London boy. You think you've had a lot of fun, but you ain't seen nothing, you're on the run. It's too late now, 'cause you're out there, boy. Thank you.
Thank you. Çarmıh yeriz, kış oşuğu yarar yar can. Marak madır göt oğlu yarar yar can. Teru devic yek okçeni yarar yar can. Sim yarın ne gımılmığa yarar yar can. Teru devic yek okçeni yarar yar can. Sim yarın ne gımılmığa yarar yar can. Kırakının gel var bu memyes yarar yar can. Atıp çıga vur imanas yarar yar can.
See, yeah, there's some culture on this show. It's not just all noisy, rude rock and roll, teenage rock and roll. No, that's some Middle Eastern soul. Syrian Baronian doing a Syro Yerk. A beautiful triple album they put out for Record Store Day of his recordings. And it's amazing how quickly you can absorb a whole different culture through music without really having to know, research it or anything. Just the music explains itself. And that's a lovely record. And plus, it's a beautiful package. Killer. Tagged it in there after Sparks. I just picked up that little Beethoven album, which has just gotten re-released. You heard My Baby's Taking Me Home. There's a couple of Sparks albums I was missing that I really wanted. There's a great documentary called Sparks Brothers, and they're a surreal pair, Russell and Ron, and they've been making great music for a long, long time. And that one, Little Beethoven, was, I don't think it was ever released in the States. And when I looked it up, it was going for big money in Europe. So I passed. And there's another one around there that I need to get, but I can't remember. I'm going to have to watch the documentary again and take some notes. Started off with Lou Reed doing The Ocean Takes One and Two from I'm So Free. Patti Smith playing Dancing Barefoot off a single. David Bowie from that Toy album that came out recently. That's from an EP called You've Got Her Made With All the Toys, doing his old song London Boys, and then Sparks. Getting us to, 10 minutes before the hour? How'd that happen? Where'd the time go? Dang. Now I have to regroup here a little bit. So I think I have one thing to do. Yeah. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone 585-9142 online at bozemanbrewing.com. And brand new. I stopped at the record store on the way to my show. That's how hard I was working today on this. Brand new from the Rolling Stones. Well, from 1977. The Complete Alma Combo Plus. In 1977, they played two shows at a tiny club in Toronto. I think that's where Alma Combo was. I could be wrong. Crowd of 300. And Stones rocked it up. We've heard a tiny bit of it on the Love You Live album, but now they've put the whole thing out. And I haven't heard it yet. I spotted it through and picked a song to play. I will have to point out that the Rolling Stones have totally erased Bill Wyman from their history. He played at this gig, and there's no picture of him at all on it. So what's the deal?
Oklahoma City looks all so shit.